Hi, I'm Lorna Blake of lornablake.com, and it's a pleasure to be on this Motivational Monday call for December 5th. Can you believe it's December 5th already? I know that once we get to this time of year, many of us get really stressed out, and I think part of it is the pressures of Christmas shopping and Christmas, and then there are others of us who just get stressed out dealing with life in general. So tonight we're talking about the meaning of life and how to respond rather than react to it. But before we get into it, I want to share my motivation for doing this call tonight in my time to today in your time. I know that we have people on the call from the East Coast, and so I just wanted to thank you for taking time out of your early morning to join us. And for me, my motivation is that I have gone through a lot of drama and trauma before I was even born. My parents, both of them were teenagers. And when my mom became pregnant, my father disowned me pretty much. So my mother had to deal with a lot of shame and blame and neglect and rejection and sadness. And so I came into the world feeling some of that. Luckily, I had a loving grandmother and extended family, but the drama didn't stop there. When I was eight.
Good morning, Beverly, Connecticut.
Good morning. I'm happy to have you, Beverly. Please.
Thank you, my dear. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thanks. I'm actually just getting started. So join us.
Yes.
And, great. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
Wonderful to have you. Great.
Yes. I am glad to be here.
Fantastic. So I'm going to continue with the intro, and then actually I'm going to mute us just so that we get the intro going, and then there'll be a point where we can actually discuss. So just 1 second, I'm going to do that. So I was talking about the drama of coming into the world and being disowned by my father, and how lucky I was that I had my grandma and extended family. But, of course, it didn't stop there, because when I was eight, the man who became my mom's partner then became my sexual abuser. And for 3 years, I dealt with that abuse, and I never told my mother, because I feared she would punish me. And so I kept that deep, dark secret, and it really, my life didn't change at that point. So even as a young adult, I attracted an abusive relationship, and it was only as I left that relationship and started to participate in personal development programs that I started to change my life from what I would consider a nightmare into a life of my dreams. So now for the more than 10 years now, I've actually been teaching people how to experience and to live the life that they want, how to respond to life rather than reacting to it. So I'm going to start with a quote from Anonymous, and it says that the way life treats you is a merciless reflection of the way you treat yourself. So what are we actually talking about? What is the meaning of life? Well, life doesn't have a meaning except the meaning that you give to it. In other words, life is neutral. And what do I mean by that? To give you an example, I spoke to a friend of mine that I hadn't called for a while. And when I spoke to her and asked, how is life? Her response was, life is tough. And then she went on to explain how tough life is. So what do you think she experiences every day? She pretty much experiences her words and her thoughts. She believes that life is tough. Therefore, she experiences a tough life. And you can take this as an example. Two children grow up in the same family, maybe they're twins. One has a positive attitude, the other tends to be somewhat negative. The one with a positive attitude is likely to be the one who goes through life thinking life is fun and easy, while the other may experience hard times because he or she believes they're going to experience hard times. So the first thing that we have to look at is our attitude. Maybe you get up some days feeling like life is great. And it's very likely that when you stay with those feelings, you're going to experience more good. So you have a good day. But then the opposite happens. You wake up one day, it's late, the alarm clock didn't go off, you rush out, you miss the bus, or you miss you know, your ride to work. Then you get to work and you have a problem with the boss, and later on in the day you get some bad news. So it spirals, and by the end of the day, you feel flat out of control. So what I suggest in a situation like this is that when you start to feel bad, the first step to changing is to stop. Just stop. Whatever it is that's going on, just stop for a moment and breathe. And then you center yourself. You try to center yourself or ground yourself. And then stop and ask, where is my focus? And very often that gives you a chance to observe what you're focused on. It could be that something happened that you thought you were supposed to get upset about. So you're upset. So then look at that and go, okay, I'm actually focused on some drama. Then next step, step number three, try to find something fun, different to help you switch your focus. For example, you might take a walk if you can. Maybe you're at work and you can't actually take a walk. But maybe you could take out your wallet and find a picture of one of your kids, or maybe you have a picture of your husband or your significant other, or, you know, just something fun just to get yourself out of that state of mind. Maybe you want to write a gratitude list if you have the time. Whatever it is that you do, you want to get yourself out of feeling bad in that moment. So that, in that way, instead of reacting to life, you start learning to respond. But I will say to you, it's not something that you do once and you get good at it, right? It's something that you have to practice. It's like practicing a sport. So the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. And so I suggest that you do it every day. So here's what I recommend. I recommend that you develop something of a morning routine or a night routine to help you begin this process of centering yourself and of responding to life rather than reacting to life. So if you're very busy in the morning and you feel you don't have time for it, I suggest that at night you take some time. So here are three steps for you if you're somebody who needs to do something in the night. Number one, maybe you take time to meditate or pray. That's a start. Next step, write a gratitude list. And by that I mean, I'm so happy and grateful that I, and you fill in the blank. And you can write as many gratitude points as you choose. But it's just a great way for you to begin that process of being thankful. So write a gratitude list is number two. Number three, as you get into bed, take time to reflect on all the extraordinary things in your life that you can be grateful for. And I know sometimes, if we don't actually start off with the gratitude list, it might be hard to think of it. So take it as step number one, meditate or pray. Step number two, write your gratitude list. And then step number three, as you get into bed, reflect on all the things you're grateful for. This will program you for a good night's rest, and it will also help you to have a great day. It's interesting. If you get to bed and you're not feeling good, or you're miserable, or you're depressed or despondent, or you're having a bad night or a bad dream, it's likely to impact your next day. So think of it as this is how you're programming yourself to have a great day the following day. Now, if you're somebody who can actually have a morning routine, what I suggest is before you even get out of bed, visualize what you want for your day. So run through the different activities and see them all going smoothly. So you know that you have to do a report. See yourself completing the report on time. You meet your deadlines. Your manager is happy. Just all of the different steps. See yourself getting to work on time. See yourself getting to your meetings. All of the things that you expect to, or you're going to be going through for the day, actually run yourself through those and see them going easily and comfortably for you. I'm going to share with you the story of an engineer who loves to spend time riding a motorcycle. He's also somebody who right now has become, you could say, an expert at helping people to experience miracles in their lives, because he has experienced so many. And, you know, he talks about riding his motorcycle, and he says he has seen so many people over the years have terrible accidents riding their motorcycles. And he has had some close calls, but he hasn't had any. And he considers that a miracle. But he says how he accomplishes that is that before he even gets on the motorcycle, he sees, he visualizes himself riding. He sees the streets he's going to take. He visualizes what the road looks like. He sees himself in the traffic. He sees that he gets a break from drivers. He sees all of the things that he visualizes, all of the things that he wants, the exact way he wants them. He even sees himself getting to his destination safely, comfortably. He sees himself getting off of that motorcycle. And he says if he's going to a pizza joint, you know, he gets off and he sees himself getting into the pizza joint, getting his pizza, getting back on the bike, and going home with the route that he's chosen to take, getting there safely, comfortably, arriving in one piece. And he uses that every time. And he says if he doesn't use it, what is going to start to happen is he'll get worried and anxious and uptight and wonder if somebody's going to cut him off in traffic. And guess what happens when he does that? You can imagine. He does get cut off in traffic, and maybe he'll, you know, have some close brushes and so on. So it's a very significant tool I'm sharing with you. Use this to begin to program your day for what you want. Start to visualize what you want for your day and run through your daily activities. See them going smoothly, exactly the way you want it. Because I know for a fact that we've been programmed to think about what we don't want. And because we don't fill in the day with the things that we want with ease and joy and seeing them go through well, we see things going wrong. And just as we believe it, that is how it happens to us. So program your day with things that you want, see them coming through for you. So that was the first point for your morning routine. The second thing is, as you get out of your bed, write about some of the things that you're grateful for as you wake up in the morning. So you may be thankful that you had a great night's rest, that you feel refreshed and rejuvenated, you know, that you have a roof over your head, that you're comfortable, that you're in good health, that you have energy, any number of things. I'm so happy and grateful that I, and you fill in the blank. And one of the other things that I encourage is that you listen to some inspiring music. Listen to some inspiring music. Pray or meditate during that time and eliminate bad news. One of the things that gets us off track and causes us to react to life and life circumstances is how much we entertain bad news. So maybe you want to know what's going on, and I certainly think that you're not going to be missing out. I haven't been watching the news for years, but I don't lose out on knowing what's going on because usually people fill it in for me. But I make sure to cover myself. When I say cover myself, I mean I make sure to keep my morning out of that. I don't want to have any bad news coming into my space. I create a boundary around myself. So if there's certain things that I don't want to hear, I make sure I don't have any kind of bad news playing for me when I get up in the morning. And when I get up in the morning, I want to be able to focus on inspirational music, my meditation, my prayer, my gratitude, and also seeing my activities go through the way I want them to go through. So do that for yourself. And then what I suggest is that as you go through your day, take that visual image of what you desire to accomplish. See yourself doing it easily, comfortably, joyfully. And remember the story of the motorcyclist I talked about. And some other tips. Reduce your intake of bad news. That's a big, big one. I think most of us, we take in so much bad news, but we're not even aware that we're doing that. So if you have to get your daily dose of news, you know, watch if you can reduce it down and start taking in some more good news. I know there are good news stories because I don't pay attention to the newspaper as much, but on Yahoo, for example, I use the internet. Yahoo has a good news column, and they have really great stories. Just read a story last week of a 96-year-old man who was illiterate, and within 2 years, actually when he turned 98, he wrote a book. So I'm just sharing a good news story. I'm not necessarily getting too much into that, but the idea behind it is there's a good news story, and that's on Yahoo News. So find some good news stories to focus to get your day started. Take some time to relax. Take some time to meditate and pray. Do some exercise. You may not be a gym person, but go for a walk. Do something. Get your body moving because it certainly helps your state of mind, I will tell you. Get a good night's rest. I know sometimes it's not the easiest thing to do. If you find yourself struggling to fall asleep, maybe you get some meditation-type music to help yourself relax so you can sleep. Eat good food. Eat healthy foods. I suggest also you share and connect with your loved ones and friends. Give a hug and get a hug. Hugs are extraordinarily good for helping you to feel good about yourself. Smile with somebody. You know, there's so many people in our world today who feel a sense of hopelessness. And sometimes by getting out and smiling, you make a difference for them. And you might feel like, well, you don't really have any reason to smile. But if you think about it, if you start your day with gratitude and if you start visualizing what you want and use inspired music and you pray and you meditate and you start seeing yourself doing your having the life your life as easily and comfortably and as joyfully as you want, it may help you put a smile on your face. And if that doesn't do it, take a picture of your loved ones, your children, you know, your grandchildren, whoever, with you, and put a smile on your face and help somebody else out. Because sometimes by getting out of our own life and our own drama, you know, it can shape our perspective. It can shift our perspective. Trust God. Trust the universe to support you and not bring you harm. Trust God. Trust the universe to support you. To bring you good and not bring you harm. I think even though many of us are faith-based people, regardless of what your faith or your religion is, we seem to believe in God, but we believe in bad things happening all the time. So we're putting our faith in bad things happening. And so that isn't faith. That is fear. And that creates a lot of problems in our lives. So start trusting God to help you have the good that you desire in your life and not bring you harm. I want to wrap up. I'm going to be wrapping it up with a poem. And this poem is from Mother Teresa. And it's a poem about life. And it says, life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life is bliss. Taste it. Life is a dream. Realize it. Life is a game. Play it. Life is a promise. Fulfill it. Life is a song. Sing it. Life is an adventure. Dare it. Life is luck. Make it. Life is too precious. Do not destroy it. And I'm going to leave room for comments and, you know, any thoughts that you have this morning. So I'm going to open up the lines now and just ask if you have any thoughts before we wrap up, because I know you have an early morning for people who are joining us from the East Coast. And so I don't want to keep you, but I certainly want to open up the lines and allow you to express any thoughts or ask any questions that you have. Anyone? Anybody want to start? We've got several people on the line. So we've got two people talking. Who wants to go first? Hello?
Yes. Okay, based on what you just said.
Barbara.
Yes.
Thank you, my dear. Thanks for speaking up. Yes, Barbara. Thank you for joining us, and let's hear your thoughts.
Yes, based on what you just said about the morning reflection.
Yes.
That is such a wonderful thing, because I have done that this morning myself, and that is so true. When you do not take the time out, especially in the morning, to have yourself center with the Creator, you really messed up for the day. Your time is lost. You really don't get the simplest of things accomplished within the time you have it planned. And you find that things are somewhat chaotic for you mentally, for you to stay focused. When you stop in the morning to just give thanks, it does bring you to that point of oneness with your Creator. And I move through the day whenever I do that with songs of praises. I find myself singing. I find my thoughts are clearer. I find that I can really balance out. There are some times when I just get up and, like you said, watch the morning news and get going. And it is chaotic.
I'm glad that you're pointing that out.
Yes, it is chaotic because you were not centered. You just thrust yourself at the negativity of the day.
There you go.
And hence, bring it into your life.
That's a really great point, Barbara, because what it speaks to is it's other people's negative stuff that they're projecting onto us, right? Because bad news sells.
Yes.
So they're dishing this out, and what we're doing is we're not responding when we do that. It's just a reaction. It's kind of like a default. It's like a robotic kind of move. We haven't thought it through. So we just decide we're going to take it in. Or we don't even decide, right? We just get up and say, okay, I'm going to do this.
And just, you know, grab it and go. And not realize
and
it don't belong to you.
Exactly. So you take it in and then it messes your day. Right?
Yes. And that's part of my journey that I started a while back, and then you put it off. But in the recent past couple of weeks, I really allow myself to go there.
Fantastic.
And even in phone calls, some of my phone calls that I would just grab the phone, especially when I know some of the people it's coming from, and I actually have an idea what some of them want to talk about, I would just grab the phone and get into it. Now I allow myself to let it go to the voicemail, take my time to listen to the call, see if it's something that they really need help with now, or something that I don't want in my day.
There you go, Barbara. Thank you for bringing that, because that is how you respond. You're not allowing the phone to control you. So what you do is you allow it to go to voicemail, and you can monitor to see if this is a call that you want to take, because sometimes those calls, you don't want them to help you. You don't want them to get your day started at all. They're not good news.
I'm going to give an example, and I understand this from where she was, but to me, it was not the way for my day to begin. I had a call from a cousin a few weeks back, and somehow, because of how early it was in the morning, I was a bit annoyed that she rang the phone that early in the morning, and something said to me, let it go to the voicemail and listen, and I just look at the phone and say, I don't need that this morning, just like that, not knowing what it was. It went to the voicemail a little later in the morning. I listened to it. And, of course, it was something that was totally out of my control, except for prayer.
Right.
So when I listened to it, I prayed about the situation, prayed for her.
Mm-hmm.
And later, I think it's the day after, I just called her back to see how she was doing, because what she was bringing into my life,
yeah.
had I taken that phone call that morning,
yeah.
I mean, not only based on what it was, I don't think my day would be messed up. I think the whole week would be messed up.
There you go. Barbara, thank you so much. This is powerful stuff you're sharing, because you're sharing from your life exactly the kinds of scenarios that we find ourselves in all the time, mm-hmm. without giving a thought to how is this going to impact me. So what you're sharing with us is how we need to stop and take stock of whether or not we should make this move. So you don't want to just blindly jump for the phone. The phone rings, monitor. Do I really? And ask yourself. Sometimes you need to check yourself. Do you really want to take that call? It's first thing in the morning. Perhaps you need to have yourself centered and grounded before you do any of that. Barbara, thank you. I know that it's early and, you know, there are people on the call getting ready for work. I know you're also heading out for appointments. So I want to give everybody else a chance to speak. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
I have a friend, been friends over 20 years, and
who is speaking? Is it Rayshawn?
It's Rayshawn. Uh huh.
Yes. Hi, Rayshawn.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, everyone. Well, mm-hmm. I have a friend that a really good friend of mine, but recently we haven't been in contact too much actually since I had relocated and moved, but. This one friend, whenever I speak to her, I mean, every time we talk on the phone, I can call her, she'll call me. We'll stop talking, and she starts fussing or yelling at her kids, and I'm like, you know, to me it makes me feel okay. You know, my house is peaceful. I have children, and they're playing or whatever in the background, and you know, whenever we're talking on the phone, when she starts fussing and yelling at her children. It makes me now I'm to the point now when I don't really even want to talk to her, you know.
There you go. Yeah. And you know what, Rayshawn, you it probably is wise for you to keep her at some kind of a distance, because she's not a really good influence, and I think that's another part of it. So that we're looking at negative influences, and so we can reduce. Even if we don't cut people off totally, but if we find that there are things that impact us negatively, they're going to impact our lives, not just our day or that moment. So we need to reduce that. And I think that's an important point that you've just made.
Yeah, because I'm like totally the opposite. I'm quiet and easygoing, and, you know, I talk to my kids. I deal with my children and all. Sometimes I have to scold them, but when I'm on a telephone call, I usually try to focus on whatever it is that I'm talking to with that person, you know, and especially if I haven't spoken to them in a while. So this has been going on for years, and I'm like, I'm at the point now, like I said, I can't even talk to her because this is all the time. She's always stressed. She works a lot of hours, and, you know, I'm like, I don't need that in my life, you know.
You're definitely right. You're right about that, Rayshawn. You don't need that, and especially where you are right now in your life, you want to program yourself to have even greater good coming to you. You have a lot of stuff working on right now. It's like you have things lined up to work out beautifully. Program yourself for more good. Program yourself for more. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know that it's just a little past 7:30 a.m. your time, 9:30 p.m. where I am. And I want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to speak. So we normally wrap up just around now, but I certainly want to open the line a little bit longer and just ask anyone else who wants to say something to please speak up. Any other thoughts, anyone? No? Okay. So what I want to do at this point is I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedules. Each of you, you have busy schedules, you have busy lives, you have families, you have work and commitments. And you've taken time out to join us this morning and tonight. So thank you so much. Take care. Have yourselves a wonderful day, you people on the East Coast. And for people in Korea, have a good night. Bless you. I just trust that you will have an inspired and a wonderful week, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week, Monday, same time, same place. God bless. Have a great night and a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.